Hey guys, how are you doing? Hope you guys are doing well. I'm so glad to be back. It's Audio Mo Day 10 and it's great. So I'm finally caught up with you guys. It's awesome. So like I said, I've been away for a couple of days just catching up with friends and it has been an awesome, amazing experience. But now I'm back and I have missed Audio Mo period. Like I want to go back and start listening to all my posts now that I have a bit of free time. But I'm so happy to have Audio Mo in the midst of summer because it really helps out with my mood. Now, I'm sure some of you guys have heard about the seasonal affective disorder. Basically, people's moods are affected by, you know, the change of season. So, you know, I would categorically say that I'm like that. I'm not a doctor, so I can't like diagnose myself officially, but the weirdest thing is I am very much different where I love the rain and I love the snow. So my favorite season is always winter. In the summer, I turn into this very despondent, very unhappy person. But in the winter, the festivity is in the air, the smell of pine. And pine to me is a very powerful symbol because it symbolizes wisdom to me. Pine is just... the oak tree symbolizes wisdom, but I also, the scent of pine, because wisdom to me, different, I guess you could say concepts of life have their own sight, scent, smell, taste. I mean, they have all their five senses. And that's another, actually a great topic for Audio Mo for another day. For powerful words or symbols like wisdom, strength, I give them their own five senses. And to me, the side of the oak tree, the oak is the sight is wisdom and pine, the smell of pine is wisdom. And I don't know why it is, but it just is. So that's just for me. That's how I feel them. But today, actually, I want to talk about the four seasons of life. So defining your four seasons, what in the world am I talking about, right? So defining the four seasons of life, this got started once when I was working on Blogtober and I didn't really expand on it too much, but I posted about it. And what really got me inspired is about maybe 2-3 years ago, my roommate one day, she's not my roommate anymore, but she was at the time, had commented on something that I had said. I told her that one of my teachers just fell in love with Zappa. Who doesn't fall in love with him? And my teacher said, oh, he has these beautiful earthy autumn colors. And just he reminds me of the colors of autumn. And this was an English teacher. So of course she's starting to speak a little poetically. The colors of autumn, you know, and she would just pet him gently and go, he's the colors of autumn. And I told her that and she goes, ugh, that's not true. Like she said, I hate the colors of autumn. I hate those earthy tones. And I got to thinking, how is autumn a beautiful thing for one person and not so beautiful for another? Spring and autumn are my kind of mediocre seasons. I'm not happy or sad. I'm just, eh. You know, spring and autumn, that's okay. Summer and winter are, of course, the polar opposites. Summer, I'm very sad and despondent. Winter, I just the festivity, the snow, the rain, you know, I love it. And I love just being free of, you know, the merciless rays of the sun. And, you know, I believe my body just does have a low heat tolerance because just being outside for 5 minutes in the sun puts me in a rage. So I just have not been a fan of summer. So I started thinking about this and I asked myself, what? Oh my God, that is so funny. Sorry about that, but I just got an alert on my app that said excessive heat warning. Lovely. And it's just funny how we're talking about the four seasons of life. Anyway, excuse me. So how would you define in one word, just like the seasons of life have winter, spring, you know, fall or autumn and summer? And what would be your seasons of life? I started asking myself that question. And to me, I think that these four seasons for me have given me the power to kind of evaluate where I am in life. So each season has its own kind of stage. Now, if you are a person who reads a lot of literature and you see a lot of wintry theme stories, there's at least going to be like an old person, not in every piece of literature, but there's going to be like an older person or an old elderly person, no matter how you want to think of it. But they're basically sitting, you know, in a cottage, or it's a snowy night and there's a fire going and there's an elderly person telling stories. One of my professors that was actually talking about how winter is usually represented by an elderly person, like an old man or an old woman, and spring is kind of represented as youth is kind of spring is a reputation of youth. So if you define your four seasons of life, and I don't mean your four seasons of life itself, I don't mean if you're 90 years old, you must be in your winter season. No, in every life, there are various stages, whether you're living as a child, you know, but once a child reaches adulthood, it's time to begin a new journey because you are no longer a child. You're now grown. So now you have to grow again in this new world with new sets of rules. You don't have mom and dad, you know, doing everything for you. You know, you have to go out and discover your individuality as an adult, you know, and so there's growth again. So spring I define as growth. Now, growth can mean so many things. It could mean, I don't just mean the growth of the flowers, you know, how they blossom and flourish, but I mean growth. It could be physical. It could be spiritual. It could be, you know, it could be a new job and you found this new career and now you have to expand on it. Of course, you're still new in your job. So it takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of responsibility, a lot of, people skills, you know, to get acquainted with your coworkers and your boss. So you're learning, you're growing, and pretty soon you're going to blossom and flourish. So growth could mean something spiritual. Maybe you have found your spiritual path and now it's time to grow and find, you know, find that peace that you've been searching for. And now you've found it. Now you just got to enjoy it and grow in it. So growth would be my representation of spring. Summer for me is the representation. Summer represents hope. Do you remember when you were a teenager and you had all these, well, hopes and dreams, but you were very optimistic. You believed that you could accomplish these dreams. And you would tell people, you know, I'm going to be an astronaut, you know, and you're not exactly as young as a child, but you are a person who has, you know, you have the optimism because you're still young. And dare I say it, you're filled with a bit of, I don't want to say the naivete, but it's kind of true. You know, you have the enthusiasm to jump out there and get it. You have hope. No one has been able to fully rain on your parade. At least we hope no one has been able to rain on your parade. And you're getting it out there and you're going to start accomplishing your goals. And one of the things that keeps us going is hope. So maybe things are not how you want it to be right now, but you're still able to maintain an optimistic view on things because you know that at some point things are going to turn around and they're going to get better. So you have hope. That's my summer. That's what I feel every summer. I just hope that this summer ends soon. And like the summer solstice hasn't even happened, but I consider summer to begin on Memorial Day. And for those who don't celebrate it, it's the end of May. And it's the weekend that everybody starts barbecuing and having a good time. And most importantly, you know, remembering the heroes that serve our country and who have served. So it's important to remember those fallen heroes. And so for me, it's like, you know what? It's summer already. Summer's here. So are you in a period in your life where you still have hope? You have the opportunity to see things get better and you believe that they will. So that's summer to me. Autumn, if I can summarize autumn up into one word, It would be courage. Why courage? Because courage is facing the unknown, facing maybe perhaps that midlife crisis, if I can say it that way. You're at a point in your life where you know something has to change, and you have to have the courage to deal with it. So do you have the courage to do what it takes? Do you feel like this job isn't working out for you, and you know now is the time for a change? Or are you just going to remain with this job and it's not doing you any good, but it's providing a stable income? So this is a point in your life where you've got all these scattered leaves of your past around you, and you're not sure where to turn. And I don't just mean the scattered leaves of your life. Yes, there is the four seasons of life. There are the four stages of life, but every stage has its own set of four seasons. Perhaps you attended college and you have decided after 2 years of college, this is not the degree path you want. Do you have the courage to change it? Do you have are you prepared to face the consequences of this decision? Is it something you can risk doing? So courage is the autumn season for me. All the fallen leaves kind of represent these little scattered pieces of your past. And are you going to let them flow away in the breeze, or are you just going to gather them up in a pile and just watch them sit there? I would just let them flow away with the breeze, because that's what autumn's about. And winter represents wisdom. To me, winter is basically, this is a part of your life where you have made it. Whatever step you have taken, you have made it through your journey. And it may not have been a very good path, but now there are people coming in with growth and hope and courage, and they're doing the same thing that you did. Now is your time to impart your piece of advice. Now is your time to impart your encouraging words and your comfort and your wisdom. So wisdom to me is the winter season. The snow that falls outside and gathers and makes, you know, things hard to drive in. You know, snow can be as beautiful as it is. It can be difficult sometimes. And sometimes you don't want to hear what somebody has to tell you. They're going to give you a piece of advice that may not be exactly what you're looking for. But it's the truth. The truth does hurt. The truth is sometimes damp, cold, dismal, depressing for some people. But it's what they need to hear. If they don't want to hear it, that's not your problem. You can't expect them to. But wisdom, that's my winter. What are your four seasons of life? Mine are growth, hope, courage, and wisdom. Where are you at right now? Are you growing in a new career or in a new relationship? Do you have hope? Do you continue to believe in this optimism that things will improve? You have the courage to change what's necessary. And you have the wisdom. Can your journey help others? Those are my four seasons of life. What are yours? All right. That's going to be it for today, guys. I really have enjoyed Audiomo so far. I want to get back into listening to all of the posts. And I will be back tomorrow now that I'm fully caught up. I love you guys, and I hope you have an amazing day.